This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Dramatic audio taken from the video yesterday presented to the United States Senate in the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump attempting to prosecute the former president for inciting the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. With more, Sagar Magani from Associated Press.
Jurors in Donald Trump's Senate impeachment trial saw chilling scenes of a mob searching for the nation's top officials. Vice President Mike Pence and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The first and second in line to the presidency.
House Prosecutor Stacey Plaskett says President Trump put targets on their backs.
And his mob broke into the Capitol to hunt them down.
Senators saw previously unreleased security footage showing Pence being rushed to safety and sheltering with his family just 100 feet from rioters. Pelosi had already been evacuated, not just from the building, but the Capitol complex itself, before rioters ransacked her offices while her staff hid nearby. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on the impeachment, visit our website at voanews.com. A close aide to Myanmar's ousted de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been detained. Latest move in the military junta's tightening grip on power as nationwide protests against the overthrow of the civilian government entered its sixth consecutive day on Thursday. The aide, identified by Reuters as Kyaw Tin Swe, a minister for the Office of State Counselor, was one of a handful of members of Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. This is VOA News. A leader of the Polish women's strike, the movement that has led mass nationwide protests against a near total abortion ban in Poland, has been charged with criminal felonies. Marta Lampart told the Associated Press today that she was formally read the charges at the district prosecutor's office in Warsaw yesterday. The charges included insulting public officials and causing an epidemiological threat for organizing protests during the coronavirus pandemic. Under Polish law, a person can face from 6 months to 8 years of imprisonment for causing an epidemiological threat. President Joe Biden's team is styling itself on a war footing as it attacks the coronavirus pandemic. Top aides say the administration is using every tool the federal government has to battle on every front to defeat the virus. Biden's team must oversee a Herculean logistical effort to put shots into hundreds of millions of arms. It also must overcome vaccine hesitance, politically charged science skepticism, and fatigue across all corners of society. His team has been rolling out an almost dizzying array of new efforts and appeals, everything from building a surgical glove factory to asking Americans to wear masks while walking their dogs. Cambodia's government has decided to suspend its two-week military exercise with China next month, citing a need to cut spending amid the coronavirus pandemic, despite claims by the opposition that it did so to avoid angering the new administration in Washington. Speaking to the RFA's Khmer service last week, Defense Minister T. Bond said the fourth annual Golden Dragon exercise will be canceled this year due to heavy flooding in 2020 that devastated the country's infrastructure. Structure and food supply. He also pointed to the country's ongoing battle with COVID-19. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is stressing a commitment to full employment and low interest rates. The AP's Ed Donahue has this report.
Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is stressing a commitment to full employment and low interest rates. In a webcast to the Economic Club of New York, Powell says the job market has improved during the pandemic. He's hoping for full employment.
At present, we are a long way from such a labor market.
Powell emphasized the loss of millions of jobs has fallen disproportionately on the least advantaged households.
In addition, workers and households who struggle to find their place in the post-pandemic economy are likely to need continued support. The same is true for many small businesses that are likely to prosper again once the pandemic is behind us.
Powell showed little concern about the risk of potentially high inflation or unpredictable financial markets. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Via remote, this is Joe Palca, VOA News.